Water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter. First aid and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. Now, why do we keep going back to the Constitution? Well, because the Constitution is the very foundation of the freedom we enjoy. You know, there are lots of countries in the world that are beautiful. I can note Sweden, Switzerland, Sydney, Vancouver, Washington, by me, Vancouver, Canada, and then many of the cities in Canada are beautiful cities, and they have fields of waving grain and magnificent mountains. But America is unique in all of the nations of the world because of our Constitution, which was fashioned by men who feared the power of government, who knew what had happened in ancient societies, who realized that democracy is fraudulent, that Plato had written that democracies always degenerate into despotism. And so they created in America a republic. Now, this is never taught in schools today because the totalitarians who are using the military and financial power of the United States to pursue their goal, which is that of a one-world government and a one-world financial system, and a one-world currency, and a one-world religion that is certainly not Christianity. These people, of course, hate our Constitution. Now, they're using America, our financial and military power, to bring about their global government, which is why we have troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world, why we have 724 bases. And this is why what Pastor Whitney talks about is never taught in our law schools or our universities or our high schools or even in our grammar schools. And that is that the founding fathers of America feared the power of government. So they limited the power of the federal government by the change of the Constitution and matters dealing with life and liberty and property and even individual taxation were to be dealt with at the state level, and the states would pay taxes to the federal government, but of course the states would elect the senators who would be answerable to the states, so that the senators could not be voting for all sorts of excessive legislation, and of course that if they did, they'd be recalled by the states. The whole idea was to limit the power of the central government so men could be free. But who talks about that today? Oh, we talk about our Constitution, but who really understands the Constitution? It's not very complicated. It's not what men say it says. It's what it says. And you have the intelligence to read it and know what it says. And if you have any question, you can read the Federalist Papers, or you can certainly read the Constitution itself and the letters of the men who were involved in writing the Constitution. This is not a living document. It doesn't change with the whims of whoever, the man who is appointed to the Supreme Court and subject to all sorts of pressures and litigation and is bribed by going along with what the elite want. It's what the Constitution says. And that's why we keep coming back again and again to programs with Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, that has a program to teach you and every other American who cares about liberty about our wonderful document. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure to be with you and with your great audience of people who really care about what's happening to our country. And if you read the Constitution, you understand the language of it. It's not that complicated, as you say, a document to understand. And so having studied it, many people ask, well, what in the world has happened to our country that we are so far away from abiding by the terms of that contract that we, the people, formed in creating our civil government? And the answer is, in part, what the judges have done. Former Chief Justice Charles Evans Hughes, who's now in eternity, so I'm sure he's receiving his just desserts, but he said while he was still alive, we are under a constitution, but the constitution is what the judges say it is. That is the philosophy of the tyrant, who wants to redefine the words and make the constitution say whatever somebody wearing a black robe says it means, not what our founders said it meant. And that is the language of a tyrant, to change the meaning of those terms to make them mean what they want them to mean, which reminds me of the fascinating children's story by Lewis Carroll, Through the Looking Glass, when Humpty Dumpty's talking to Alice. He says in a rather scornful tone, "When I use a word, it means just what I choose it to mean, neither more nor less." "The question is," said Alice, "whether you can make words mean different things." "The question is," said Humpty Dumpty, "who is to be master? That is all." And so in a children's story, Lewis Carroll captured that the attitude of the tyrant and the power of a tyrant very effectively. All he needs to do is change the meaning of the words and mean them what he wants them to mean, not what they meant to those who originally crafted them. So the solution for us is to get back to the basics, get back to the framers' understanding and interpretation of what the Constitution clearly meant. In other words, we need to get back to the biblical principles our framers held to. William Penn, I think, wisely said, "Men must choose to be governed by God or condemn themselves to be governed by tyrants." Now, those are the only two choices. You're either going to be governed by God and his law, or you're going to have the law of a man who is a tyrant, who's going to use the law to push you down, to suppress you, to steal your life, your liberty, your property, to strip you of all your God-given rights. And so that's the only choices we have. And so that calls on every American to rise up, study the Constitution for themselves, train others in understanding the Constitution, and restore our constitutional republic. And in truth, as you say, Dr. Stan, really the battle is a spiritual battle. And so when you ask, what is it that we should do first? The very first thing to do is we need to look at our own hearts and our own lives. And we need to make sure that our faith is based on the solid rock of the Lord Jesus Christ and his revealed word, the Bible. And we need to be committed to living a life of integrity and a life consistent with our profession. That's the basic building stones, a nation of individuals who are self-governed, obeying God's law, building families who are governed by God's law and obedient to God's law, building churches who likewise are obedient to God's law, and therefore the civil government can also be forced to be obedient to God's law. We need a spiritual awakening in our land and a return to God's word.
Hold that thought, David. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. David, you pick up the story.
Well, that spiritual awakening that is essential for the restoration of our republic, General Douglas MacArthur referred to it when he said, history fails to record a single precedent in which nations subject to moral decay have not passed into political and economic decline. There has either been a spiritual awakening to overcome the moral lapse or a progressive deterioration leading to ultimate national disaster. We're either on one path or the other, and by all measures, it looks right now that we are certainly in economic and political decline, and it's high time for an awakening. And so it begins with the individual, spreads to the families, and then from the families to the churches, and then the churches should impact and change what's taking place in our civil body politic. You know, our second president, John Adams, put it this way: our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the governance of any other. In other words, our system of government won't work unless there are Christians who are self-governed, families that are governed by God's law, churches governed by God's law. Those are the foundation stones, and without it, the Constitution won't work. Because the Constitution is designed to give maximum freedom to the individuals and families and churches, and minimum controls on the part of the civil government, whether federal, state, or local. The problem with that system is if the individuals or the families or the churches become lawless, that is, they are not obeying God's law, the structure is not built in which the civil government can rein them in and bring them in control. In other words, a tyranny is the system of government needed for people who won't obey God's law on their own. The tyrant is going to force them into obedience and force control upon them. But if the people want liberty, they will only experience liberty as they follow God's law themselves. And so we need to see a spiritual awakening in our country where people return to obedience to Jesus Christ and are truly disciples of Jesus Christ. Then the next thing that we can and must do as citizens is we need to build a base of fellow citizens who understand the biblical view of law and government, understand the constitutional principles that our founders crafted in forming our government, and who make a commitment that understanding these principles, they will not elect anyone to public office who does not follow and represent those same principles. It means we need to ask them the tough questions, those running for office. We need to ask them questions like, well, what is the purpose of government? And if you've studied the Declaration of Independence, as our course does, then you know the answer to that very simply. There is a Creator God, first of all. Secondly, our rights come from that Creator God and Him alone. Thirdly, the sole purpose of human civil government is to secure those same God-given rights. That's all. Nothing more. And though it's, you know, most people in office today have a vastly different agenda in terms of what they want government to accomplish. They want climate control. They want health care for all. They want a laundry list of things that have nothing to do with the real purpose of civil government. And so we need to We need to decide, hey, am I going to vote for people who really are going to take us further down that path? Maybe one party's not going to go at it as fast as the other. They're both hurtling towards the same road of destruction, though. One may be going 100 miles an hour and the other 55. And you might say, well, 55 is a little slower. But no, we need somebody that's going to turn the car around and say, no, no, we're going to go back to constitutional principles, back to a biblical understanding of law and government. And so we need citizens who know more about the Constitution than anybody in office, who can evaluate whether someone really is worthy of holding office. You know, there was a day, and people might not remember this because it's many long years ago, but there was a day when certainly the average citizen understood the Constitution so well that a foreigner, Alexis de Tocqueville from France in 1835, came to America, and he studied and interviewed people, and he wrote this after noting Americans' ignorance about European affairs, which he was kind of surprised that most Americans didn't know anything about what was going on in Europe. And he said, but if you question the average American respecting his own country, the cloud that dimmed his intelligence will immediately disperse. His language will become as clear and precise as his thoughts. He will inform you what his rights are and by what means he exercises them. He will be able to point out the customs which obtain in the political world, and you'll find that he is well acquainted with the rules of the administration, that he is familiar with the mechanisms of the law. The citizen of the United States does not acquire his practical science and his positive notions from books. The instructions he has acquired may have prepared him for receiving those ideas, but it did not furnish them. The American learns to know the laws by participating in the act of legislation. And he takes a lesson in the forms of government from governing. The great work of society is ever going on before his eyes and, as it were, under his hands. We need a restoration of that.
I think it's so important for people to realize the purpose of education is to dumb down people, to lie to them about our form of government, to give them the idea that our form of government just provides for people. We have entitlements. Oh, we're entitled to be taken care of at our old age by the government. We're entitled to health care. We're entitled to receive of the benefits of government. No, ladies and gentlemen. The purpose of government was to restrict the power of the politicians so the people weren't dependent upon government, so people could be free. Yes, at the state and the local level, we needed compassion for people who couldn't look after themselves. But it was not an entitlement. It was not welfare. It was charity. And it was something that Christian charity should only be accepted if you were totally destitute or totally incapable of handling affairs, because, of course, otherwise people would always tend to vote for the politician who promised them the most, and they would vote themselves into tyranny. That is why democracy has never worked in the past. But, of course, we never teach that in our schools. The purpose of our educational system is not to reveal the truth of the ages, the things that were known in ancient Greece that Plato wrote about and Aristotle wrote about. The purpose of education is to conceal that, to keep the public from ever learning the truth, that government is force. It's like fire, a dangerous servant, but a fearful master. George Washington said that, but we never talk about the fact that today we have a tyrannical government, provides for the people, and, of course, now is setting up a system by which every person has a number and is monitored and is watched by video cameras and is monitored by computers. And certainly every person, every telephone call is listened to by Project Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N, long before we ever had terrorism. And the terrorist threat, it's all done by computers. Official NSA policy carried out by the British intelligence units, because it's dishonest for our own government to listen to our program. So we listen to the British telephone calls, and they listen to our telephone calls. And where is the outcry from the media? It's all controlled, other than a few stations, such as the ones we're on. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yes, and indeed the result of citizens basically expecting somehow that their government's going to remain within the law, that their government, you know, we can kind of trust it to do the right thing, you know, trust us, we're from the government. That is the huge mistake that has been made in the history of our country. And we as citizens need to be actively involved, and we need to know what's going on. Most of all, we need to know what the law is. And this is a number of years ago, a survey was done just to show what Americans knew about the Constitution, and the ignorance is astonishing. 40% did not know that the purpose of the Constitution was to create a federal government and define its powers. 26% surveyed believe it was to declare independence. They got the founding documents mixed up. 59% didn't know the Bill of Rights is the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. 27% thought the Bill of Rights was the preamble, and that kind of ignorance is disastrous, because if they don't even know the very foundations, they can't possibly know how to evaluate a candidate as to whether they truly are fit for office or not. The other thing that needs to take place, and as a pastor, this is my passion, is that pastors need to preach what the Bible says about law and government. The biblical principles of government are clear in the Scripture, both Old and New Testament, and need to be expounded so Christians have an understanding as to what God's law says about government. Sad to say, many churches avoid this topic altogether. It's like, oh, we don't want to get political here. Well, it's not political. It's biblical. In fact, it's what Jesus commanded when he said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's. In America, we don't have a Caesar-like position of emperor. No. The president might think he's the emperor, but he's not, and the Congress might act like it, and the Supreme Court, oh, they're convinced they are, but none of them are. What is Caesar in America is the United States Constitution. Therefore, in a sense, applying what Jesus said in our day means churches to make disciples who render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, teach them the biblical principles of law and government, and teach them the U.S. Constitution. And I'm pleased to say that increasing numbers of churches around America today are teaching our course as a way of equipping their congregation to be Christian citizens, to do what God's Word commands them to do. And colonial preachers did this very clearly. Election sermons were preached before every election so that the congregation, which was the whole town, basically knew what the standard was by which you evaluate somebody running for office. If they're immoral in their private life, you would never trust them with a public office. The lie that we were, you know, repeatedly told under Clinton, oh, you know, he's doing a great job in his you know, professional function. Don't worry about his adultery and so on. That's his private life. No. Our founders knew that a person's private life spills into their public life, and there's no way you could separate the two. So people could take our host kit and conduct a class right there in their church. And I tell people who may face some resistance from the leadership of their church, or maybe the pastor says, I think this is too political, I tell them, please have your pastor give me a call or give me his number, and I'll call him. Because I love to talk to pastors and explain how having Institute on the Constitution conducted in their church fulfills their mission that Jesus gave them to make disciples. One aspect of making a disciple is to develop them as a Christian citizen. And that's exactly what our course does. And so doing Institute on the Constitution, leading it in your church, you can influence people in your community. Maybe you know a lawyer. Maybe you've hired a lawyer for something. Introduce them to Institute on the Constitution. See they take the course. Or perhaps you can influence those who are in law school. I had a friendship with a fellow going through law school, and we met a number of different times for lunch and talked about what he was learning and talked about what we teach at Institute on the Constitution. Ultimately, he took our course and began to realize what he was being taught was unlaw. He was not being taught law. He was being taught the opposite of what our founders said law is. And so there was a revelation for him that enabled him to successfully complete law school, but understand what true law is in contrast to what he was being taught in the classroom. We can also work with taking people who perhaps are going to law school or thinking going to law school. We had a number of people graduate from our courses around the country who, as a result of that, decided to go to law school, knowing the truth and knowing they're going to be taught on law in the law school, yet going through the process because they knew that they could affect change by being in that system. And then we need to take a firm stand for the jurisprudence of original intent. Don't get scared by that big term, jurisprudence. It just means the way law is enacted and the way law is handled. Original intent in every area of law is what we expect. In other words, if somebody crafts a will, they write their last will and testament. When that will is actually adjudicated, it's determined what was it the intent of the person who wrote this will. They're dead now, so all we have is their written record, but we can discern what their original intent was as we look at their will or a piece of legislation that comes up before the courts. If the courts handle it correctly, they would ask the question, what was the intent of the legislators who crafted this law? Before we apply this law, we need to understand what its intent was, what its purpose. So at every area of law, we have original intent functioning. Why not in the Constitution? Well, they recognize if we followed original intent, the wicked powers that be, they would lose their power, and they're not about to do that. And so we need to get back to the original
intent. Hold that thought, Pastor. We'll be back in just a moment. If you're out there in the audience and have a question, our number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Sydney, is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. And if you have a question about our Constitution, our number, 877-254-7524. But first of all, David, would you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute on the Constitution, how they can get themselves a study kit, how they can simply watch this or listen to this on the Internet to know what this is all about, and how this will help them teach others about our founding documents, one of the most carefully kept secrets in America today, because it specifically is not taught in law school. It is not taught in universities, and certainly is not taught in our schools, other than perhaps the form. But the idea that the whole purpose of the Constitution was to limit the power of government so men could be free. And most of what is being done in Washington, D.C. today is, frankly, acts of treason. People there are knowing full well what the Constitution says, are expanding the power of governments so we can all be watched and monitored and controlled. And so people will really believe that the government owes them Medicare and Social Security simply because they've paid into it. It's all been stolen, ladies and gentlemen. All that money has been stolen by the criminal element in Washington, D.C., who call themselves legislators. Well, they should be tried for treasonous acts. They've betrayed our country. They certainly have signed all sorts of international agreements giving our allegiance to the United Nations. The president has declared he's a citizen of the world. Well, if he's a citizen of the world, that's fine. Has he renounced his American citizenship? Because you cannot be a citizen of the world and be loyal to our Constitution and want to preserve our way of life. Unfortunately, the people in Washington, D.C. have a different allegiance. Who is your allegiance to? To America and God, or to this internationalist dream and the God they worship? So they are number 877-254-7524. David, how can people get in touch with the Institute, get a kit, begin teaching the Constitution? The most
yes, Dr. Stan, they could call us if they want to call toll-free. Our toll-free number at Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution, where you can call and order a host kit and start your own class. That toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. Or if they prefer, they go on our website. Our website for Institute on the Constitution is iotconline.com, iotconline.com, and then click the store tab there and order a host kit, and there's a whole host of other materials that could help you understand the Constitution. I just recently concluded a talk on the federal land grab, how the federal government's stolen more than 640 million acres that they have no constitutional right to have any control over whatsoever, and people need to understand that all over the country. But there's many other resources and materials that can help a student understand and help a group of people understand what the limits are that our founders designed in our Constitution, which are still the supreme law of the land, even though they're violated every day, and you know, even though they're ignored, they still are the supreme law of the land. The problem is we don't have the police force to enforce them, and that's you and I. We, the people, are the constitutional police force. We've got to know that law in order to enforce it. So call us, 866-730-9796, or go to our website, iotconline.com, and become part of the solution to America's terrible, terrible problem. And the solution is a return and a restoration of our constitutional republic. But it begins with the individual understanding that law themselves. Well, before the break, we were talking about original intent, that the Constitution must be, if it's going to be fairly and honestly interpreted, must be interpreted according to what it was that those who wrote it intended to have enacted. What did the text mean? And the opposite of that original intent is the living Constitution philosophy that means whatever the judges currently say the Constitution means is what it means. Well, excuse me, you don't have any security for your God-given rights under a living Constitution. Just as if you were to purchase a house and go get a mortgage from the bank and they told you, oh, yeah, by the way, this is a living mortgage. You say, well, what's that? Well, living mortgage means we can change it any time we want, for any reason we want, and you don't have any control over that. Why would you ever sign a mortgage contract that lets the mortgage company dictate the terms and change the terms at will without you having any say in it whatsoever? 1 month your interest rate's 5%, the next month it's 50%. They could just do whatever they please because, oh, it's a living mortgage. Nobody would ever sign such a contract. And why would we then entrust to that structure, that institution, civil government, that is supposed to secure and protect our God-given rights, why would we ever entrust them with a supposed living constitution that they can change at will? Why, they'll just deprive us of our property if they choose to, like they did in Kelo v. New London. They just rewrote the Constitution, says the government can steal your property anytime it wants, and you don't own the property anymore. Or why would we trust that our life is going to be secure under a living constitution? We now have the president saying that he can murder American citizens anytime he chooses. You know, well, if your life is not secure under a living constitution, neither is your property, and certainly not your liberty. Why, we're just not going to give you a trial at all under the Military Commissions Act. We're just going to arrest you, throw you into the dungeon, throw away the key. You'll never stand trial. You'll never be charged with having committed a crime, a violation of any law. We just throw away your liberty. Well, that's what you get under a living constitution. Why would anybody ever choose that? Well, they don't choose it. They ignorantly swallow the lie that's fed to them by the idiot tube that tells them that you want a living constitution after all, don't you? No, you don't. So that is the opposite of the original intent and the opposite of strict construction, which is to give the Constitution the narrow meaning that it had to those who ratified it, those who drafted it, those who were there at the very beginning. All of these also contribute to what should take place in the courts, and that is judicial restraint. The judges do nothing more than what our Constitution gives them power to do, and that power is to strike down unconstitutional statutes. So that cannot be law because it violates the Constitution. Today you look at what the court does, and it does the exact opposite. Instead of striking down unconstitutional actions, they do none of that. Oh, no, they don't touch any of that. But they strike down all kinds of things that are not in their power, and they redefine law. They begin to create so-called rights that do not exist under our Constitution, like the right to a woman to hire a contract killer and murder her baby in the womb. Where's that in the Constitution? Nowhere. Oh, but their Roe v. Wade opinion says, oh, in the penumbras, and, you know, it's somewhere there hidden in the lines that you and I can't read because we don't have the special glasses that those who wear black robes have. That kind of ridiculous is the opposite of judicial restraint. And we need judges who will abide by the Constitution, understand it, and restrain their action to simply striking down unconstitutional acts and not making law from the bench. It's illegal for them to do so.
Our number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question, give us a call.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
There's a trend underway at America's farms, ranches, and rodeos, and that trend is to Tartar Farm and Ranch, the nation's number one manufacturer of farm and ranch equipment. Tartar offers hundreds of top-quality American-made products for ranchers, ropers, hunters, and every type of farmer, horses, cattle, or goats, for work, for hobby, or both. Visit TartarFarmAndRanch.com for all of our products and a dealer near you. Tartar Farm and Ranch, working harder since 1945.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. If you have a question on the Constitution, on this course which is offered and which is actually being administered all across America, tremendous increase in the Constitution. Of course, you're not going to hear about this. The last thing the controlled media and the people who control the media want is for people to learn that the American people are waking up to the treasonous actions of the globalists who control both political parties and make mockery out of our concept of limited government. Well, this is happening, and certainly it's vitally important that you get involved. If you lose your freedom, it's never coming back again. The only way to preserve it is to understand what we stand for, and then to insist that we return to our Constitution, and that the traitors, the subversive elements that control both political parties, be arrested, tried for prison, imprisoned, and we have people serving in our government who believe in the oath that they have sworn to uphold, and that is to defend America and our Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that's the oath I swore when I ran for office, to defend our Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And we have an awful lot of domestic enemies of the Constitution right in Washington, D.C. They're in our local communities. They're teaching in our schools. You need to learn what the Constitution says, because it is the foundation of our freedom. Go right ahead, David.
Yes, indeed. When we do learn these details and we learn what it is that limits our federal government, one of the things I find with most students is they become outraged. First, that they were lied to. Most of their education was a lie. Most of what they hear in the media is a lie. They keep hearing we're a democracy, a democracy, a democracy, and we're not. We are a republic. And our founders hated democracy. They said it was the worst form of government and so on. So many people get angry. And that's right, in a sense, because they have been ripped off and they've been lied to and they've been cheated all these years. And they're angry when they wake up to that. But the anger needs to go beyond just outrage at how they've been mistreated, and to say, I need to take action. And the most important action we can take is to raise up an army of citizens who understand these principles. And that may look like a daunting task, Dr. Stan, but it's not when you begin to see the power of multiplication. I had friends who took our course, and they just started, and they found that they had more people coming to the class than they could accommodate in the facility. So they had to find another facility and another night of the week. And before you know it, they were conducting three classes a week in their area because they had such an outpouring of interest. The Tea Party has stirred people up and gotten people activated to say, something's desperately wrong, I've got to do something. This is the most important thing, because the actions being proposed by some people, not all, but some in the Tea Party, are like a call for a new constitutional convention. And in our course, we teach why that would be a disaster at this point in time, and that's not the direction to go. We need to just simply restore what already exists in law as the supreme law of the land. We don't need a new constitution proposed or even vast alterations to our current constitution. We just simply need to go back to what it actually says. And so they were very encouraged, and as they graduated three classes together,
those classes have gone on, and they're multiplying the classes in their part of the country, they're going to see a point at which they'll be able to take control of that local area, and only constitutional candidates will be elected. You see, the majority of Americans have been lied to, and they don't know that they've been lied to yet. And if they wake up to the lie and they discover the truth, they're going to say, we want our liberty. We are sick and tired of the tyrants. We are no longer going to listen to their lies, and we can see America restored. I know I've met a number of people who kind of despaired of seeing any restoration and said, oh, it's hopeless. No, it's not. It is not at all. In fact, as you said, Dr. Stan, this past year we've had such an outpouring of interest that we're just running as fast as we can to keep up with it. But it's very encouraging because it tells us that Americans are waking up to the fact that they've been lied to and the fact that our Constitution designs a limited government that stays out of your life in every area, and that has only a very small restricted area of activity and power, that its power is not everything that Washington, D.C. currently claims it is. Instead, it's a very limited power that, well, I mentioned de Tocqueville earlier, who came in the 1830s, and he kind of asked people, where's your government? I don't see all these, you know, government buildings that I would expect, and I don't see government agents everywhere. And they said, well, the government doesn't have anything to do with our lives. We live our lives free, and the government's very small, and it's very unobtrusive, and it doesn't interfere, doesn't regulate us, doesn't tax us to death, doesn't do all the things that our current government does. And de Tocqueville was amazed because his experience not only in France but almost all of Europe was the exact opposite. Government was gargantuan. Government intruded into every single detail of your life, and he was amazed to see that there was somewhere in the world that it was very different. So although he came here to actually write a book on the prison system, he came away writing a book on the whole of our political society, amazed that there was such freedom in America, and recognizing that that freedom was rooted in a biblical understanding of law and government and a commitment on the part of the people to be self-governed. That is, if everybody obeyed God's law, you wouldn't need a police officer, right? Nobody would murder, nobody would steal, nobody would do anything illegal if everybody was self-governed. So the more you have self-government in a society, the less you need of civil government in that society. So when we see a restoration begin to take place, it's very, very encouraging. We recognize that the framers, because they believed in absolute truth, we know that what they were committed to was following that absolute truth in God's word, and millions of Americans today take an oath to uphold the Constitution when they enter the armed forces or when they enter public office, and those people are making a solemn vow to Almighty God to abide by a document that most of them have never even cracked open and read, let alone studied and understood. That includes those who run for office, as well as those who serve in the military, those who serve in the police. Particularly these days, we need police officers and members of the military who understand the supreme law of the land and are serious about their oath that they will not violate that supreme law of the land, even if they're commanded to do so by their superior officers.
God bless you, David. We're out of time. Talk to you again real soon. Thanks so much.
God bless you, Dr. Stan. Thank you so much.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
When I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you're in a position to help, I'd love to hear from you. If you're not, why, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we need to support the various stations that are generous enough to carry our programs. But we need, of course, to educate people all across America. We're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. It's seminal to understanding not only what's happening politically, but what's happening from a spiritual point of view across America, across the world, and who is really responsible for the things that are happening. It'll change the way you look at the world. I know it's led many people to the Lord. It's a simple little book. I'm not a great author, but the facts are all there. And it will help you to understand what's really taking place. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you can't afford it, you can go to our website, radioliberty.com. Scroll down to videos. And then, of course, if you scroll down videos, it's the first talk that's there. You can watch it. It was from that talk that the book came. And I gave the talk, and somebody contacted me, Hearthstone Press, and said, we want to put that into a book. And that's how Brotherhood of Darkness came about. So if you'd like to, go ahead and actually take that and make that into, to watch it. It's available at radioliberty.com. We have two other talks. One's called The Forbidden Secret. The other's called The Dark Secret. Each one comes with a syllabus. Vitally important information to give you an overview of what is taking place today. To understand the Trilateral Commission, we suggest you go to our to get the DVD of the Trilateral Commission put together by our good friend Pat Wood. All sorts of valuable information there that you need to understand that there are, Trilateral Commission is the chief coordinating organization for what's going on in the world today. And all you need to do is look at their website, look at their logo, trilateral.org. And it is three curved arrows, if you look at the inside of each one of those arrows, you could almost imagine there's a six there, but you've got to be a little paranoid to see it. But there's no question the three curved arrows are joined together by an upside-down broken cross. are the symbol of those who hate Christianity. And when you understand the purpose of the Trilateral Commission, as with all of these, is to create a one-world government and install a one-world leader, then, of course, you begin to understand what this is all about. Or read David Rockefeller's memoirs, which are available from Radio Liberty. Find out how his daughters are such good friends of Fidel Castro, who murdered about 15,000 people when he came to office. He murdered them. David Rockefeller's friends are good daughters are good friends of Fidel. They go down to visit him on a regular basis. Gee, why would the daughters of David Rockefeller be such good friends with Fidel Castro? The book, Memoirs, available from Radio Liberty, by number 1-800-544-8927. You need to see our talk on the world revolution. The world revolution. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our business protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military